May the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Jesus said, "Now is the time for the judgment on this world. Now the prince of this world will be driven out. But I, when I am lifted up from the earth, will draw all men to myself." Here ends the text, reading of the text upon which our meditation is based. Please be seated. It was the final battle between France and England. It was the final battle between Napoleon and Wellington. Upon this battle hung the fate of Europe. They had a system set up, a system that would tell England the results of the battle. A system of lights going across the channel. They started the signal, for the battle was done. And part of the signal got through. Wellington defeated. And all England went into gloom and mourning. And the fog cleared, and the rest of the message was heard. Wellington defeated the enemy, and there was rejoicing. A man by the name of Jesus walked upon this earth. This man, we remember his death. And as we remember that death, we remember those that were his followers. For on his shoulders rested the hope of those followers. And that hope was dashed with his death. Yes, Jesus tried to warn them, as he did in our text, that his time must come, that he must die. But the coldness of death took away all their hope, all their dreams, and left them afraid. 3 days later, they got a different message. Jesus rose from the dead. He is alive. And it spread, this message of hope. It spread, but there still was that doubt, wasn't there? They had to touch to know it was Jesus. They say our world is going through a spiritual revival. That we are seeking the spiritual, that we seek to try to understand our lives again, to find hope again. That the process is one in which we're seeking answers. Give me answers to my problems. Solve all my problems for me. And there out in our world are a lot of people willing to give answers, willing to say, "Here, let me tell you." But we know that without Jesus, without that death, without that cross, all the answers in the world are meaningless. Out there in our world are those that will tempt us to sin. And there is one called Satan who will tempt us to sin. But our greatest enemy is in here. We tempt ourselves with our old flesh to sin. And we give in to that temptation. We give in and we sin. We do wrong. We make mistakes. We will do that until we die. That's why Jesus had to die, to bear our sin on his shoulders. Out there is a world that seeks all the answers. Answers to why there is war. Answers to why there is disease. Answers to why there is death. And the reality is, we can't give them the answers. How do you explain why a school bus crashes and kills all the children? Explain so people can accept those that are grieving that loss. We can't. But we can show the Savior Jesus Christ. We can point to him and to his love, which has stood with us since creation and will continue to be with us until Judgment Day, where he will declare us forgiven. And he will say to us, come with me to a new life in heaven. They seek this world. They seek to hear. And we're being called by God to go out and share. But the frustration is, they're looking for answers, their answers. What God offers us is his Savior, Jesus Christ. People will not accept that at times. That's not the answer they're looking for. We don't question that. We continue to hold out the gospel, the love of Jesus. And those that God calls, they will follow. God's blessings as God rules our hearts and our minds in the mission that he has given us. Amen. May the peace of God, which passes all understanding, be and abide with us always.